podcast. So I'm your host Sim, and before we get started into this episode, I just wanted to let you guys know to head over to the Seriously Official Instagram, which is SRSLY Official. And in the link tree in the bio, there's the links to all the socials like the TikTok, YouTube. There's also a Ko-fi. If you want to donate some money to me, that'd be great. But yeah, if you don't mind just dropping a follow to any one of those socials, it'll mean a lot to me. And without further ado, today I'm joined with a really special guest. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Jesslyn. Some of you might know me by Double Looks on TikTok, Instagram. I do makeup and skincare content online. I'm currently a bridal stylist and also a freelance makeup artist. Something interesting about me, it's really weird, but when I go out to eat, I will always order two of the same drinks because I'm like a water tank. So yeah, yes. I'm currently 23, but I'm turning 24 this year.
If you guys haven't heard part one of the social media episodes, basically in those episodes, I was joined with Binoy Brownie from TikTok, Alona, where we talked about the positive aspects of social media and how social media can be harnessed for good things. And in this episode, which is part two, basically, we're going to be talking about the opposite. So we're going to be talking about negative aspects of social media, things that are toxic, that can harm you if you don't like regulate your social media usage or like deal with it in a healthy way, etc. So yeah, we'll be going through some like main things that we found that from our personal experiences, we felt that were really toxic. And yeah, so let's get started. So firstly, one of the huge things that people have to deal with on social media is like internet trolls, cyberbullying, hate comments, stuff like that, which sucks. Basically, like Double Looks is like a super famous on TikTok.
No, I wouldn't say that, but okay.
I mean, okay, you have enough of a following. So like I feel like the more like your presence is known on social media, like the more hate you attract, kind of thing. Which is a very sad truth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sadly. Yeah, so like yes, for me, yes, that's not like a huge thing that I have to deal with because I'm not like a influencer in air quotes. But for you, is that something that you've ever had to deal with?
Okay, so when I started out with TikTok, I merely wanted to post about my skincare journey because at that time, my skin wasn't going through a easy phase of life. So I had like severe breakouts. But honestly, when I look back at it, right, it's not that severe. But because of social media and the beauty standards that social media wants us to have, having close to like a dot on your face is considered ugly. So I had like acne all over my cheeks and my chin. So when I first started out posting about like my skin and I showed how like bad it was, the first video that I posted, it got like it reached over 10,000 views. So there were basically three types of people in my account mostly. One of them is purely hate. Second one is support, the good one, and the third one falls like in between both, where they want to be supportive but they say in a very negative way. So when that happened, I remember the first night that my comments was filled with like so many of these comments, right? I cried that night. I was kind of known as like the girl that have really bad skin in Singapore on TikTok. So at the same time of doing my skincare videos, right, I love doing makeup videos. So one of the things that I like to do is to do TikTok lives. So when I was doing this TikTok live, I was showing, oh my god, like I'm having this breakout, how do I cover it? And it somehow got shaped into people knowing me as this girl that will put on a lot of makeup just to cover my acne. So how I know about that, right, is aside from my comment section, I have friends that I meet online that would have comments about me. So like one of the comments that I saw on my friend's account was like, oh my god, is that the girl who would pile on 10 kg of makeup just to cover her face? Yeah. And then another thing that would happen, right, is when, oh, I remember. Another thing was when there was this specific content creator / TikToker who I would say went on TikTok Live. So when he went on TikTok Live, right, at this point in time, I wasn't watching the live, but a few of my followers came to DM me at the same time. Then they were like, oh my god, this TikToker is like talking about you, blah, 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 blah. And then when I went to his live to check, right, he was actually talking about me. Then he was like, oh, double looks, you mean the girl that has mountains on her face? Yeah, so I was dealing with that for like a constant 7 months daily.
Okay, so like basically as like someone who doesn't like who hasn't gone viral on TikTok and everything, I don't have the experience of like getting hate comments daily. So I'm just like curious, like how did it affect you? I mean, you mentioned that you cried a lot, but like how did it affect you as like a person and how you viewed yourself?
Honestly, it was tough in the beginning because like, you know, for everyone, they post like themselves online, right? You wouldn't think that like so many eyes look at your face or like so many eyes look at your account, right? So there was this one video of mine that I think it was the timing where I kind of cleared my skin and I was like, oh my god, I haven't had a breakout in months. So there was this one specific time that I had a breakout. And it was like on my cheek. And it was like a really big pimple. And I posted that on my account, right? That video got a total of like 7 million views. So that just shocked me at the fact that, oh my god, 7 million pairs of eyes have seen a pimple on my face. And then it slowly went to like my brain and think, oh my god, if 7 million people saw my face online, what would people in real life think when they see my face lah? So yeah, I remember there was one point in time that I was so insecure to like show my face out in the public. I just stayed at home because, you know, I'm really being seen so much online, what more in person lah? So that also I would say affected my self-esteem also. Yeah,
it sounds really tough lah, because like, I mean, that's exactly why we are covering this point, is because like, even though social media is like, it's fun and it's a good thing and there's like, you know, you can go viral and stuff like that, it doesn't mean that there won't be like, in air quotes, side effects, because like hate comments and like trolls and people like kind of putting you down, it happens to like a lot of people, a lot of creators online. And I feel like because of like, for you, right, like people were like hating on you for how you look in a sense, because they were hating on you for having acne and stuff like that. And I feel like it links to like another issue that we talked about like previously, which is the fact that when you're like on social media, there's this like perception that you have to look perfect in air quotes. Like, you know how like people, they always post pictures with like filters and like they use apps to like face tune, that kind of stuff, because they don't want to show their imperfections. And if you do show your imperfections and you are like realistic about how you look, then you get put down. So there's like very impossible beauty standards on social media that I feel like it's impossible to like look up to. And mm-hmm. It kind of sucks that if you don't wear makeup, or if you wear too much makeup, or if you have bad skin, that people will like hate on you for it. Because it's like, in real life, we all have acne. Like, whether it's one pimple or like acne scars from years of acne. I mean, all of us have acne because we all go through puberty. So I don't really understand why people are so mean. But I guess it's because you're hiding behind a screen kind of thing.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. Oh, I remember there was this one hate comment that I got. He said this hate comment that honestly stuck to me, I can still remember it like when I saw it for the first time. He commented, oh my god, you should try sandpaper. Then I was like,
oh my
what
god.
The heck? Yeah. Yeah, I was like, here I am trying to show like, oh my god, I got this new pimple cream. I got this like new facial wash, blah 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 blah. And then the only thing he could have commented was, please use sandpaper. When I post about my skin, it's a very vulnerable thing, right? And like people just easily pick on it because they don't think there's any consequence of their actions that were to be taken seriously.
I think what you said like is very true, like about how like, because you know, as like a social media user, you're basically like, you're not seeing the person that you're commenting on a post, you're not seeing them face to face. So I feel like it's easy for you to just type and then not realize the consequence of it, and like not realize that how much like one mean phrase could affect this other person that's a human being with feelings. And it's like, it's pretty crazy lah, because like even for like very very big TikTokers like Charlie D'Amelio, like she stopped posting dancing videos because like people kept saying she doesn't deserve her fame and stuff like that, which I think is really sad, because like there used to be something that makes her happy kind of thing. And that leads me to like ask you also, right? So like, because you are being compared to like a societal standard of beauty, right, did it ever affect whether you decided you wanted to show your skin realistically, or did it ever affect whether you wanted to like stop posting anymore, that kind of stuff?
Honestly, right, I would say my TikTok journey ever since I started, right, it's in phases. So when I remember when I first got hit, right, it was like a big push of motivation to show, oh my god, this is a sign that I can show that I can clear my skin. So that phase was like just me trying to clear as much acne as I can, because I was like, I got so much hate. I cried already like almost every night when I first get all this hate, right? So like, why not just push through and show to them that I can do this lah, like despite all the hate that I get. But then there's also this part, I remember after that whole motivation died down, right, my comments kept getting so much hate that I went into this phase of like, why am I even doing this? Like, I post so much positivity. Honestly, my account, right, the content that I post is to get other people that suffer with their skin to not be afraid with showing their skin. So that kept me going for like a few months, and then I kept getting hate comments over and over and over again, and I was just so tired. I'm like, I'm so positive online, but all I'm getting is hate. And what's the point? Yeah. And then another phase that I had, right, was when I kind of like got to a point where like I would say I have like clear skin, like mostly clear skin lah, but I still had like scars and texture. And then the haters, or like the sarcasm of people like hating on me, right, that was just like making me look like a joke that I have bad skin. When I showed that I cleared my skin and I'm like so proud that my skin is like finally like better now, right, the people that were haters came back to me to ask for advice. Then my mindset went to like, oh my god, like, will they only take me seriously once I show that I reach their standard of beauty? Like, I was so like emotional. I was thinking like, oh my god, more people are taking me seriously now that I cleared my skin. Why not when I was suffering, when I was like struggling to clear my skin? Why not then, where I was given support? Why only when I reach a certain standard of the expectations, then people would take me seriously? So it was a roller coaster, I would say, sadly.
But I'm really glad you pushed through and you're still creating content and you didn't let it get to you, because I know it's really hard. I mean, from whatever you told me, like it sounds like it was really tough lah, and it's still something that you're dealing with now, like the hate comments don't disappear overnight kind of thing. And it is really fucked up about like the beauty standards thing. It's so fucked up that only like when you're pretty in air quotes, then people like are nice to you kind of thing. It's just so fucked up. And okay, to like finish off this first talking point, I just want to say like to whoever's listening, like if you've ever sent a hate comment, like please refrain from doing so in the future. It's so terrible because like you never know if like trigger warning someone will like self-harm themselves or like end their life, because yeah, you really never know how much it will impact them. You really never know, and it has happened before. And also like don't judge people by how they look, because you don't look perfect either. Like it's just a sad reality. Like no matter what you do, like none of us are ever gonna look perfect. Like we're all gonna have imperfections on our body, on our face. So like you shouldn't be judging other people for how they look, because you don't know what they're struggling with. Like some people, their acne is like super super hard to get rid of. And yeah, it's just really fucked up. So like please be kind, be nice, especially after hearing everything that was just shared. Like it's insane how much hate you got. Oh my god,
I'm still like shocked. Honestly, it sucks that it's stuck to me till now, because people think that okay, you comment on this person's video, right? Oh, it's only a 1 second. You only take like 5 seconds to comment, but that comment of this person asking me to use sandpaper, right? This person just took 5 seconds to comment, but it still stuck to me like after a year, after 2 years. So like to whoever that just want to troll, there's another person's life at the other end.
Yeah, that's so true. Facts. Okay, so like one of like the next main issues that we discussed on was basically about how social media can kind of affect your relationship with your friends and family sometimes. Especially for you, which you will share like literally after I'm done talking. But basically, like I feel like even for some of my friends, like they notice that when they go viral or they gain like popularity on the internet, like the people around them in their lives start treating them differently. People online also treat them differently. Whether it's like sucking up to you when they previously didn't like you, or like I don't know, like just wanting to use you for your fame, that kind of stuff. So like obviously I don't have the experience. But do you want to share your experience with that?
Yeah, so when I first started out on TikTok, right, or when I went into this, the point of like from no followers to like a decent amount of followers, right? And obviously with a following, like I do want to create more and more content. So the friends that I had at that point in time when I started rolling out like daily content, I remember, but like I just wanted to create more and more content daily. If it's not recording, it's either editing or thinking of more ideas. So I have friends that I kind of like told them that, oh, I can't meet them, or like I can't like hang out, mostly because I have this video to do and everything lah. And like I still try to prioritize them, but at that point in time, TikTok was seen as a cringe app. In the beginning, everyone was like, oh my god, you're on TikTok, kind of thing. So they didn't understand why I wanted to put in time to produce content on an app that they found cringy. So they kind of just like slowly cut me out of their life, just stopped hanging out. There was this one friend in particular, I was very, very close to her. Like she considered me her best friend. I considered her my best friend. And then when I started posting TikTok, right, she just like judged me. And then you know when like, okay, like, oh my god, if you are getting a lot of followers, you will want to like say, oh my god, I'm getting followers. You want the person that's closest to you to be excited because it gives you joy. Yeah. So you want to just share like, oh my god, I'm getting followers. Oh my god, the videos that I do every day is like finally paying off. The time that I'm putting in is paying off. But like, I remembered when I shared with her my account and like I posted it on my, because last time I used my older Instagram account, but I was like posting it on my older Instagram to show that, oh my god, I'm changing to like my current Instagram. And like I told her, like I told her that, oh, like what did I say? I told her that oh, please follow my account, like I'm doing skincare and makeup videos, because she always knew that I wanted to go into makeup. But she just blue ticked me. She just last seen me. She didn't even bother to like follow me. Didn't even bother to check out my account. And after that, because I don't know what was the what was her end, but she just disregarded my existence ever since then. So this one person, right, was like finding me cringy in the beginning. And then like fast forward to like a year where I think I have like 40k followers on TikTok, she came back. She came back. She was like, oh my god, blah 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 blah, how was it? How's your life? Blah 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 blah, kind of thing. Then at the point in time, right, I was going through something. So I told her like, there's something happened to my family lah. So I said, I'm good, but like I'm handling this family issue, blah 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 blah. And then her response, right, was just like, do you get sponsors? Or like, she just asked more of like the makeup that I get. But she just completely disregarded the fact that I was going through a family issue lah.
Yeah,
so like I have friends that kind of cut me out because I started to prioritize my social media, right? And then because they didn't see any point in it, and then fast forward to like when I got followers, they only wanna be associated to me now that I have a following. Yeah, so that's kind of sad like when I think about it.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like that thing that people always say, like, you know, when you have like popularity, then you don't know if people want to be friends with you for you or for your clout, kind of thing. Which is like, it's so tough. Cause like for me right now, I don't have to deal with that. Cause like I guess I don't have anything for people to gain from being my friend. But I feel like for creators, it's kind of hard lah. Cause you never know if people are using you to like grow their account or so or something. Which is, it's so tough. Like, kind of fucks with your brain sometimes.
Yeah. Like you don't know who's your real friend, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I think you were mentioning to me also, like, even like some of the creators who followed you, they kind of like, there's this rule that you're talking to me about how you need to a certain. Yeah, do you want to like share about that?
Yeah, so apparently, right, I didn't know there was this, I don't know what the rule is called, but it's, I would call it the followers rule. Where like I find out other, like, no, I wouldn't say all, before anybody like misinterprets and like try to spin this whole situation out of control.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say all, but I find out there's like a specific number of like, not number, percentage of creators that when, example, you meet this other creator, right? Example, at an event or whatever, then like usually with this kind of events, you have to mingle around. So I found out there's this type of like creators where when you meet with them, they will kind of find out how much followers you have. So let's say hypothetically they have 100k followers on TikTok or Instagram, and then you try to make friends with them, they will try to find out how many followers you have. So example, if this person have 100k and your following is only like 20k, they wouldn't want to be associated with you because of the rule. And the rule is a 30% rule where you either need to be 30% higher or 30% lower than their following. So if they have 100k, you have to be either 130k followers or 70k followers in for them to like acknowledge your existence.
Yeah, I think from like the stories you just shared, it just sounds like, like one of the fucked up things that can happen is that when like people grow on social media, that they stop seeing like friendship as a genuine thing and as like a numbers thing. Like, you're no longer seen as like a person, but you're seen by like the number of views you get, the number of followers you get. And it's like super ingenuine and it sucks. And it is one of the things that a lot of creators deal with. And also like, I don't know, I guess it's harder to make friends sometimes because then you don't know if like you're like who you are as a person is gonna be good enough anymore, or whether like you have to prove yourself to gain someone's friendship, which is kind of sad, and it's tough.
Yeah, or like if like whatever you shared with them because you are close friends, they might use that against you if you like you ever fucked up, and like, you know, they'll be like, like I have a few times where like the friends that I make on social media, right? They told me specifically, oh, you better don't mess with me. If not, I will like expose this about you. I will expose this about you.
Yeah, then I'm like blackmail kind of thing.
Yeah, one incident in particular, right, was this at this point in time, right, I didn't share about my mom's cancer because at that point in time, the news just was like given to my family lah. So I was like very emotional. My mom has cancer, and there was this very few people that I told about because like they were my friends, and I trusted them. So I told them about my mom's cancer. They know where I live, and they know that I'm okay with anything you can talk about me online, but don't. That's the one thing that will trigger me is when you bring up my mom or my family or anything personal about me. So that point in time, I only specifically told like 5 friends outside like my friends in real life lah. So I only told 5 people that I know online about my mom's cancer. And then me and this person in particular had falling out. So I'm like, okay, we fell out, we had a disagreement. I don't follow you, you don't follow me, it's fine. Like, let me just live my life. You do your thing, I do my thing. But there was this one specific time where I was on TikTok live. I don't know what I said to trigger them or whatever, but there was this anonymous account, and this person was like, blah, 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 you bet, like, stop acting like you're so nice online. Stop acting like you're such a good person, blah, 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 blah. Then I was like, what is this person on? Like, why are you trying to, like, I'm having a good time on life, and you're trying to just create some shit to, like, stir up some drama. Like, the fact that, like, oh, like, I know your mom is sick. I hope your mom dies. Then I was like, what the fuck? Like,
oh my god, that is so fucked up. I can't. Yeah, like,
This person was like, oh, I hope your mom falls sick and die, kind of thing.
Like, who the fuck says that?
Then I was like, what are you on? I was like, what are you on? Like, you can joke about anything, but like, why the fuck you need to use my mom, kind of thing, right? And this
person
was
like, that's not even a joke, eh? That's so fucked up.
Yeah. I was like, okay, what? Like, why are you acting like you know me? Because at that point in time, I already know that this person knows me in real life. Because he mentioned my mom falling sick, right? Now I was just acting like, like, why you talk as if you know me? Because like if you're using a fake account, you probably don't know me in real life. Then this person was like, oh, I know you in real life. He was like, I know you, I know where you live. Then this person went to write my whole address in the comment section. I was like, the fuck? Like, why you wanna write my whole ass? Yeah, I was like, and then I had to pretend, oh my god, no, I don't live at this place. I live like across the country, kind of thing. I'm like it's called privacy for a reason. And like, it's a basic thing lah. Like, you don't bring in like somebody's mom, let alone mom's sickness, into the situation.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's like a lot to process, because it's like the first time I'm hearing it. But like, no, that's like so, that's like not okay. Like, I feel like you wouldn't say this to someone in real life, so like, it doesn't make it okay then to say it like virtually. Like, it doesn't make it okay, because like, if you wouldn't say something to someone in real life, then doesn't it show like how fucked up that is? And like, to wish that someone's mom is dead, like, that's just like, that's just so fucked up. And like, the whole like releasing address thing, like, that's just doxing someone. Like, you're releasing someone's personal details without their consent, which is like, I don't know, it's like, dude, like, why people stalk you and stuff? That's just like, really, really fucked up. And that's precisely like, oh my god, I'm like so I'm so angry for whatever you experienced. Oh my god. But yeah, that's precisely why we're talking about all of this, is because like, as much as like social media is fun and stuff, it's also really dangerous, and it's really important to know who to trust and to know like what you can say to other people and what you can release out in public. Like, there's some things that just should not be said, and there's some things that should not be released, and that you should respect each other, like, don't blackmail each other kind of thing, because that's really, like, crossing a line. Like, it's so morally and ethically wrong on so many levels, and it's horrible that so many people go through, like, what you went through too. It's just, oh my god, it's just horrible. This, like, took, like, a really bad turn.
Oh my god.
But it's true though, like, I'm like, bro.
I'm still in shock, because, like, as much as we have any problem, right? Like, example, you and me are, like, very, very close friends. As much fucked up you think I am, there's a line where you don't cross.
Like, and social media is not for you to air people's dirty laundry. Like, that's just wrong.
Yeah, like, if you got a problem with me, if you got a problem with my mom's sickness, at least, like, talk to me.
Deal with it personally. Like, kind of sad that sometimes people use social media as a place to deal with personal issues and to air out dirty laundry, because you don't really realize how it impacts the people involved. Like, it's a mental health thing. Like, you're really messing with someone's brain, you're messing with someone's, like, family, their relationships, which is, like, it's just really wrong. And we are talking about this so that you're aware that these things are happening and that you don't do them yourselves, because, like, it's just really, it's just really bad. And we should all try to make social media a more healthy place
for everyone. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so that's all the trauma that you dealt with from friends. I guess moving on, obviously, like, as you've discussed, sometimes when social media is your job, especially for, like, boomer parents, they don't really understand.
Oh, yes.
Like, that social media can be a job. So sometimes having social media as a job, especially TikTok, which is very new, compared to maybe YouTube, which is maybe more normalized now to be a YouTuber, but it can sometimes cause tension in a family for some people. So, like, did that happen to you?
Oh my god, there was this one time, right? They don't understand that content creators get free stuff from brands. Or, like, and not only free stuff, content creators get free stuff. On top of that, they get paid to talk about the product. So there was this one point in time where I, every day, almost every day or every week, I was getting, like, a new package or a new product. And at that point in time, I was also unemployed, because I was trying to go through this phase where I was like, okay, what if I just focus on social media full time? So I was just getting product daily or, like, product weekly, right? Then they know I'm unemployed, and they don't take social media seriously. So I think every single time I get a new package, right, they will scold me. They'll be like, why are you spending so much money? Then I will explain that, oh, this is not I spend, this is the brand give me this product. Then they still don't understand. Then I think it came to a point, right, where I had this offer for a sponsorship to go to school and, like, to get paid monthly lah. But that one, I wasn't very keen on it. It was mostly like, oh, it was offered to me because, like, I applied for fun kind of thing. And then my parents wanted me to go for that particular sponsorship lah. And then I was like, no, I don't want to. Then I got this whole ass lecture about, I was like, oh, why don't I go to this sponsorship, blah, blah. It's a very good job, you know. It's, like, in demand, blah, 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 kind of thing. Then I was like trying to explain, oh, I don't enjoy. I don't enjoy that. I enjoy social media. Yeah, then I think that caused a lot of tension in my family, especially because whenever I explain I have to go film, or whenever I explain that I have to film a video or be in my room, right, they were just like, You know, they don't say it out, but, like, you can see when your parents are disappointed in you, and they just gave me that vibe lah. So, with my family, like, at this point in time, I'm still trying to make them understand, but they still kind of, like, view it as, like, you're wasting your time kind of thing lah.
Yeah, I think with, like, this whole, like, relationships being impacted thing, I think, like, a very huge takeaway from it is that, which is so weird that I have to, like, say it, but, like, being kind to other people and having empathy is, like, super important. Because, like, if you wouldn't want someone to, like, say something to you, or, like, you wouldn't want to be affected by something that could potentially hurt you, then I don't understand why do it to someone else? And with like the whole family thing, I guess like it is something to think about that, like, although on the surface it may seem that social media is amazing and like influencers have it all, it's not necessarily true. There are struggles that they have to deal with still, because there's people in their life that they have to deal with and real relationships that might be affected by what they're doing online. So yeah, that's like basically one of the other things that we wanted to discuss. And the last thing they wanted to discuss for today, like one of the other big issues, is basically about how a social media can cause addiction sometimes. And yeah, so like, you know, there's always this thing that people are like caught up with likes, follower count, comparing yourself to others, like comparing how many followers you have to other people, comparing your likes to other people, comparing even how you look to other people, or like spending way too much time on social media than you should be. So with your experience, do you ever experience that being addicted to social media thing?
Honestly, if I said no, right, I'll be lying. Because like, I don't know if this applies to everyone, but like, followers getting likes, seeing your video gets likes, it does make someone feel a type of way. And like, if someone were to say that, I'm getting like, what, 1 million views, you'll be lying if you tell me that you have no emotions, that, oh, I got 1 million views, I don't care. You either will feel something, whether it is joy, whether it is like you're sad, blah, 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 kind of thing. Yeah, so when, honestly, when I first started out getting like a lot of views, right, I was excited lah, because the content that I was posting is makeup, skincare, sometimes like lifestyle content. So I'm like, the makeup that I do for like 3 hours, or there was like, I think one point in time, I was constantly doing face paint looks on my account, right? So I was like, I spent 10 hours on this look. I spent like 8 hours on this look. And like, it will get me like 20,000 views. Obviously, I will feel happy because the work that I put in, it is my craft. And yeah, so in the beginning, I would say that I'm very happy lah. Like, I'm getting views, I'm getting likes, I'm getting followers kind of thing. And when it came to the point where there were people that recognized me in real life, like when I got to the point where people just came up to me like, oh my god, are you that girl on TikTok? It made me so happy, because like, before that, it was people acknowledging my videos online. But now it's people that in real life approach me and say, oh my god, like, I watch your videos kind of thing. So that gave me a lot of like feelings in the beginning. That, however, shaped into me being obsessed with it. And as much as I would say that it came from a very happy place where like, oh my god, I'm getting views, likes, blah, 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 my art, my craft is being appreciated, I went into this obsession of seeing how many views I can get in one video. I get 100,000 views already, I'm damn excited. There was one point in time before I started posting content, I got 500 views. I was excited lah. And then, yeah, so I continue getting like 10,000 views, 20,000 views. And then there was one point in time where the algorithm in TikTok wasn't picking up my videos, right? I will be so upset that point in time that my videos won't hit 10,000. Because I was like, that point in time, right, my idea of how my videos are doing well is, normal video every time will hit 10,000, a decent video will hit 30,000, a good video will hit 70 to 100,000. That is kind of like how I categorize my video. So when I would see how many views it will get, right, I'll be like, okay, this video is doing well, okay, I need to do this. This video is not doing well, what can I improve to do this? Like, oh, this video is doing super, super well, oh my god, I need to do another follow-up about this. So that went on for months. Like, daily, I think I talked about this just now, I mentioned about how either I'm filming, editing, yeah, or just thinking of more content, because my brain was just thinking about, oh, I'm getting these views, I'm getting these views, I'm getting these views. And then that went into, okay, I'm getting so much views on my account, why am I not getting followers? Because, like, I'm getting so much views, but no one is following. So what am I doing wrong? And that shaped into like okay, I'm starting getting followers. Why is my views not being the same as last time? Because for TikTok, they prioritize the smaller creators. So when your account gets a certain amount of followers, right, your video won't be pushed out as much. So when I got more followers and I see I'm not getting views, I will be upset. So that mindset, right, it haunted me for like months. And I would get so depressed if my account was not doing well. And I equated my self-worth, sadly to say this, I equated my self-worth to how well my account was doing lah. So I was like when I realized that, right, I was like, what the hell has happened to me? Where is my daily life? Is my brain just thinking about the amount of views I get? And then I remembered there were a lot of times that I would tell myself, okay, I want to take a break from social media. My break, right, from social media, right, because at that point in time, I wasn't posting daily. My break from social media was, I post once a week. So that was considered my break. But to other people, posting once a week is a lot of effort already. But for me, when I started trying to not post as much, right, and just post once a week, I felt like, oh my God, I'm not posting today. Then I will feel like I'm unproductive. Like, sad to say this, but there hasn't been like a good month that I didn't say, oh my God, I didn't post today. It's always gonna, I think because in the beginning I kept telling myself, oh, another thing about TikTok, right, is the moment you stop posting, the algorithm won't recognize you anymore. It doesn't recognize your account. So that scared me because like that shifted to like, oh my God, if I don't post today, algorithm doesn't pick my account up. If the algorithm stops picking my account up, my content is just gonna go downhill for that. And like, yeah, so that became so toxic. I was like, it was so hard trying to pull myself away from this mindset because I'm like, okay, I need a break. My mindset is becoming so toxic. I get upset over not getting views. Then I wanted to pull myself away. And when I pull myself away, right, I'm like, shit, what if I lose relevancy? Will my months of hard work of getting all these followers like just be lost? Like, what if my followers see that I'm not posting? Or like, why if this person, I'm like, oh my God, she hasn't posted in like a month. Like, I don't care about her anymore. And then what if they unfollow? So honestly, my addiction with TikTok in particular, right, was so toxic because like, I just kept thinking about it every day. And I think my boyfriend is just very fed up last time when I would just be so upset over social media. But luckily, I do, like now, I would say that I have like a good support system where like, if I'm not posting on TikTok, I do enjoy. I finally got to a point where I can enjoy a whole week of not posting because I'm not so obsessed over it lah.
I guess it can be very consuming if like that's like what your entire life is in a sense, because like that's like your job and that's like what brings you joy, and then you kind of get immersed in it. And then I guess the toxic part comes when that's all that you obsess over, because then you forget to like you know, live life actually. Something that I don't know, so many people deal with. And like even for me, like the whole follower likes thing, that's the thing that I deal with too. And I think a lot of people deal with that, because like, I guess it's just how social media is. It's like what you said, like, you know, it's relevancy, it's constancy. And I think what you said about how your brain just can't stop thinking about it, I think it's kind of like habitual sometimes. Like, it's kind of like your involuntary response, because that's what social media is. Like, you can't actually take a break without there being consequences, sadly. And that's like one of the things I want to talk about, because it is really important to take breaks on social media and have a good social media balance offline and online, and like still remember to like live your real life and like not just do everything to for the sake of social media kind of thing. Like, don't live your life for social media. So I guess that's what, like, we were trying to, like, convey. And by, with what Jaslyn just shared, is basically, like, her experience with, like, I would say what she felt like when it was, like, there was, like, the loop in her brain kind of thing. And it's something that a lot of people deal with. So if you are struggling with something like that, just remember that it's okay to take breaks and that the social media shouldn't be your whole life, lah, basically. Okay, thank you so much, Jaslyn, for sharing. But of course, like, not only influencers have negative experiences with social media. So I thought now I could just share, like, my personal negative experiences with social media, because I actually deleted social media a couple times. Like, so when I was younger, I deleted my Instagram, I think, 3 times. The longest that I deleted it was for 2 years. And I think it's because, like, it was affecting me very negatively. And I'll just go in depth a little bit on, like, why I want to delete my social media. So first of all, I kept comparing my life to other people's lives, which is very unhealthy if it becomes an obsession. So what I used to do would be, like, to be like, oh, why isn't my life like this person's? Like, why is this person, like, constantly going out and, like, having so many friends, and this is the state of my life? And then it'll make me feel even more upset with my own personal life. So that led me to, like, prevent myself from enjoying my personal life even more so than usual, which is pretty toxic, because then you just constantly be unhappy. It's kind of like a vicious cycle. So that was one of the things that I really, really did not like. And just now I briefly mentioned as well that I also did kind of feel insecure about my followers and likes. And that's something that I kind of obsessed over. Like, why am I not gaining followers? Why does this girl have more followers than me? Why did this photo not get so many likes? Which will make me, like, pinpoint my physical features. I'll be like, oh, maybe it's because my nose isn't that nice, or I'm not skinny enough, or I'm not this standard of beauty. And it will just make me hate how I look and hate my body type, which made me struggle with a lot of, like, body insecurities and face insecurities, because I'll just constantly, like, feel like I'm not good enough for the photos. Like, I'm either posing not good enough, or I'm just not pretty enough, I'm not skinny enough, I'm not toned enough, I don't have six pack, which is really, really unhealthy, because, like, you live with yourself and it's your body, it's your face. And of course, like, plastic surgery, go ahead if you want to do it, but personally for me right now, I can't even afford that, because I'm still a student and I have student loans and stuff like that, and uni is expensive because I'm studying abroad. So, like, that's not really an option for me. But yeah, it was really, really difficult, because I just was kind of tired of feeling like shit about myself. Like, my self-worth is based on social media and me comparing myself to, like, the millions of prettier girls out there, because it's always going to be someone prettier than you. So that's another reason why. And social media is kind of unrealistic. Like, you know, you see all these photos out there, you see, like, people, their life looks so perfect on social media. Like, they look like they're always on vacation, or they always look like they are perfect. And I think it's really toxic to see that constantly, because it's unrealistic. It's fake. Like, social media is curated. You put what you want to put out there. And more often than not, people will hide things that are not that pretty. Like, for example, people are more likely to post photos of themselves when they're all dolled up and stuff like that. And people are less likely to post, like, their struggles online for the whole world to see, versus, like, if you're on vacation, or if you're going to, like, a fancy restaurant or, like, a nice cafe, you're more likely to post stuff like that. So, like, to an observer of this person's account, it looks like their life is perfect. It looks like they have, like, the ideal life. It makes you feel like, why can't my life be like this? But it kind of, it's a double-edged sword, because you realize that there's parts of their lives, there's lives that are not being shown to you, that they have struggles as well, they have insecurities as well. But with social media, because you don't see that, it's really easy to forget that other people have insecurities as well, and other people have struggles as well. And you're not the only one who doesn't have a perfect life, because there's no such thing as perfection. So those reasons are exactly why, like, I was just so tired of being on social media, because I will always feel sad every time I, like, come off scrolling Instagram. And I was just tired of, like, worrying about my follower count, or, like, the quality of my life. Like, is my life interesting enough to be posting stories? Am I pretty enough to be posting photos? Like, it was just too much. So I decided to just take a break and just be like, okay, I'm just going to focus on my real life. Like, I'm just going to focus on like hanging out with my friends, hanging out with my family, focusing on myself, doing things for myself, not just to like post it to the world to see. And it's completely fine if you want to post it to the world to see. But for my mindset back then, I just couldn't. Like, being on social media gave me so much anxiety, gave me so much fear. It made me feel so shit about myself that I literally had to just delete my account. And it made me feel like a million times better. Like, if you are someone who struggles with social media, the best advice I can give you is literally to just disable your account. You don't have to temporarily deactivate it because that's a lot. But even just a short break, it makes a huge difference. Like, our parents grew up in a generation without social media. So, like, they grew up with a different way of living. And with us, with digital world and, like, technology and everything, it is hard. It's hard to, like, detach yourself from that and to focus on, like, the real life, like, your actual interactions, the actual people in your life, what you're actually living, like, in your day-to-day basis. So, like, having that little break, it helps because, like, it gives you the chance to focus on your real life and focus on yourself, like, properly without any, like, distractions, without any, like, comparisons, stuff like that. And the last thing I struggled with back then was this thing about social media fatigue. So, I'll get drained after, like, scrolling social media for so long, and it just kind of got, like, overwhelming. Like, it's too much content out there that isn't good for me to see. So I was just kind of like, yeah, no, this is like, it's too much. And I think so many people struggle with social media fatigue. Like, even with like the podcast and stuff, like, I love doing the podcast, but I think being on social media that much, it's draining. And seeing so much social media content, like consuming that much social media content, it's too overwhelming on my brain. So it kind of gets like, yeah, I just need a break from that. And I think it's perfectly normal for people to get drained from being on social media because, like, yeah, it's like how much you can tolerate, like how much content you can actually absorb without you feeling like a shit about yourself, without you feeling like, what the fuck did I just do? Because there's actually so many other ways for you to spend your time besides scrolling on social media, and so many other forms of content that you can absorb besides like YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, that kind of stuff, like Twitter. So I guess, yeah, I just didn't want to deal with like that social media fatigue anymore. Which is why, like, I just wanted some time away from my phone as well. Because, like, yeah, the phone is dangerous. So, yeah, I think I just wanted different hobbies, different things that I could do to, like, stimulate my mind besides just being on social media. Because it really does affect you negatively sometimes if you can't, like, balance it out or if you can't handle that much social media consumption. Also, before I forget to mention this, the stuff that I was talking about, like, so far is mostly my experience with Instagram, but recently with like the whole TikTok thing, I thought that I would also share my current negative experiences with social media because I think TikTok is like a whole another story, to be honest, because of the virality kind of thing. So like, I started doing TikTok videos for my own personal TikTok account when COVID started, and initially like I started it, like, my mindset was also pretty bad. Like, I think most people, they don't do TikTok for fun. They do TikTok to go viral. So I was like, okay, yeah, I want to be one of those girls who goes viral as well. So I, like, try my best to, like, learn a dance move, try my best to, like, take cute TikToks of myself. And then when they don't do well, it was so hard to deal with it. It was like a vicious cycle where I'd be like, okay, never mind, next time, the next video will be better. And, like, it never got better. So it made me hate myself. I was like, yeah, you know what? You're not this girl. You're not pretty enough. You're not talented enough. You dance like shit. You look like shit. And I had to constantly, like, take breaks from TikTok because it was just too much. And I think when I saw, like, my friends or whoever, like, getting viral on TikTok, it just made it feel worse. And that's another thing. Like, if you're just on social media for, like, the mindset to go viral or the mindset, like, some mindset that it's not just, like, wholesome and not just to have fun and that kind of thing, then it can be hard. It can be damaging. Because if you don't get what you want, then it's just going to, like, be a vicious cycle and you're going to beat yourself down more until you get what you want. So now, if I post TikToks, it's a different mindset. I'm just there to have fun. I don't care if I get like 10 views, 50 views. And if people are going to judge you for that, then that's on them. Because if you're just doing it to have fun, then do it to have fun. And recently, like, I got this advice from someone that says, like, you're going to get judged no matter what you do. Like, if someone thinks that what you post on TikTok is cringe, so be it. Because if you stop posting content because you're scared other people will think it's cringe, then you're never going to please anyone because whatever video you do, it's going to be cringe to someone. So you might as well just do what you want to do because you only have one life to live. So that's how I kind of dealt with like the whole TikTok thing. But yeah, for a while, it was pretty tough to deal with it until you change your mindset. Like for me, the changing the mindset thing helped a lot. Also, obviously, because I'm doing the podcast, and not to mention I'm doing it alone now, but because it's social media based, it can get very draining and overwhelming as well for that. And if you're a content creator out there, I think this part will resonate with you, because I've been posting nonstop since 2 years ago when COVID started, and it's a lot. Like, it's a lot on your brain to constantly be posting content, because with social media, you have to stay consistent, you have to stay relevant. It's really, really draining. Like, sometimes it comes at the expense of your mental health and your social life. And of course, there's like a huge payoff because I love creating content, but it's not to say that it doesn't come at a cost. So that's one of the things that it is hard, and you definitely have to balance it and take breaks and stuff. And that's something that I've been trying to do, because I think, especially with stuff like the podcast and everything, like, to care about how many listens you get, care about how many followers you gain or lose, or how many likes you get, whether your content is relevant, whether your TikToks are going viral, it's a lot to deal with, like, a lot. So that's something that I've been trying to deal with as well, because it can get too overwhelming and negative if all I care about with doing the podcast is, like, gaining followers or getting more views and stuff like that, which of course that matters, but it shouldn't be everything. Like, I think at the heart of it, you have to remember, like, why you're doing what you're doing. If not, it'll just get super, super toxic. And of course, like, to prioritize your breaks, I think if people expect you to be a content churning machine, then that's unfair, because we're all human at the end of the day and we all need breaks. And honestly, if we don't take breaks, then the content that we're going to be putting out is also not going to be of a good quality, and people shouldn't hate you for taking breaks. They should respect you for that and understand that, you know, for mental health reasons, that these breaks are important as well. But yeah, that's another thing about, like, the whole podcast thing. That, yeah, if you're a content creator and it's on social media, it can get tough. And balancing and taking breaks it's highly important to ensure that it's not negative for you to continue doing this. Also, with, like, the notion of perfection, I guess, especially as someone who's doing a podcast and my content is supposed to be positive and stuff like that, something that I was grappling with is the idea of me having to be perfect and not make mistakes in my real life, which is crazy, because I'm afraid that the persona that I am on social media, I will not be able to live up to that. But I think that's, yeah, I think that's something a lot of content creators or even people on social media struggle with. If you're on social media, that you have to be perfect, and not just physically, but even, like, personality-wise, like, you can't make mistakes or something because you get cancelled for it or something. So that's something else that I think other people struggle with as well, that, you know, at the end of the day, we're all humans, we make mistakes. It doesn't matter what you're doing on social media, but there's no one that's going to constantly not make mistakes and be PC and be perfect. And yeah, even for me in doing this podcast, stuff that I give advice about doesn't mean that in my personal life I'm perfect and I won't make these mistakes. And it's okay to, like, make mistakes. It's okay to fall. It's okay to not be perfect. Obviously, there's a line that you shouldn't cross, but I think that's something else that I wanted to, like, briefly mention about, like, the whole idea of perfection and, like, striving to be something that's unattainable, because that's not realistic at all, and people should not be expecting you of that. And cancel culture, don't even get me started on that. It's insane to just cancel someone for a mistake they made, especially if it's a mistake they made, like, years ago or something, because people can change, people can grow, we all make mistakes, we all learn from it. So I just wanted to point that out as well. So those are the things that I personally struggled with, that if you are struggling with it too, things that help me are obviously getting hobbies that aren't social media related, like going out, exercising, reading, hanging out with friends and family, baking, cooking, taking breaks from your phone, taking social media breaks, stuff like that. Trying to focus on things that matter to you and trying to, like, dissociate the thought that are negative. Like, stuff like comparing your life and stuff like that, and comparing your body and, like, having unhealthy eating habits because of, like, things that you see online. I think something that worked for me is to, like, really just focus on myself. Like, I'm doing things for myself, not for anyone else. It doesn't really matter what other people think. It only matters what I think, because I'm living my life for myself. You can't please everyone else. You can only please yourself. So don't, like, I had to focus on telling myself to not live to please others, not to live to someone else's standard, and to just work on myself and work on giving myself happiness. And that has helped me so much, to the point where, yes, I can be on social media now and balance it out and have positive thoughts and have positive associations that come out with my experience from social media. Another thing is to just basically don't follow people who are going to make you feel shit about yourself. Like, for me, when I reactivated my social media, yeah, I actually spent so much time manually muting a bunch of people, because I was like, I don't want to see what they're doing. I don't want to unfollow them, but I don't want to see what they're doing. Like, I think you have to realize that there's parts of social media that you can control, and that gives you power. So, like, stuff like you muting people, or you blocking people, or you unfollowing people, that's stuff that you can control to enhance your social media experience. Don't follow people who are going to make you feel shit about yourself. Like, if you see this girl who's constantly posting stuff like unhealthy eating habits, or like unhealthy workout habits and stuff like that, like pushing self, and you are like doing things that negative your body because you are like influenced by that, then stop that influence. Find better people who are more motivating, more balanced, people that can enhance your life. Because your quality of life, at the end of the day, that's what matters. And you can curate your own social media experience. And good things can come out of it. Like the first episode that we did, part one, those are all the good things that can come out of social media. And there are ways to be on social media without it being harmful. But yeah, these are just some of my personal struggles that I dealt with. And I hope by my sharing that it helps someone. Because, I mean, these are things that all of us go through. There's some sort of aspect of social media that's tough, that's hard. And all of us have different struggles that we face. And if I didn't cover everything, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to like answer your questions, to talk to you about it. If you want to share your experience with me, drop me a DM on Seriously Official. But yeah, actually, do you want to just give like advice about everything, about how to like maybe advice for people who might be going through what you went through and like how to deal with it?
Honestly, okay, how I look at this, right, is what would I tell myself a year ago or like 2 years ago when I was going through hate? It does get better. I wouldn't say it is amazing now, because like being obsessed with social media and getting hate is not amazing. But like, I wish I looked at it in like a bigger picture. And I know it's very like weird to say, or like it's very like tiring to hear people say, oh my god, look at the bigger picture. But honestly, right, it does get better. And if like you're online just to being a troll, just to be a troll, right, then like what good can you get out of it? And like,
yeah.
Oh, another thing about giving advice to someone that is struggling with not being the ideal beauty standards, because I still struggle with that now. Like, honestly, if you ask me, right, like, am I confident? I would say yes, but not really, because like there is this one type of content I want to dive into like since the beginning, but I'm still scared, and that is fitness content. Because when you talk about fitness content, you talk about girls that are like posting about workout routines, or like posting on oh my god, I went for a hike. People have the description that I give you, right? People already have this idea. Oh, this girl wear sports bra, wear this type of what is it called? Leggings, and like they will consider them a fitness influencer. But then what if a girl wears the same thing, but she's not skinny? She has body curls. She's, let's say it's a girl that is overweight, that is trying to lose weight, but she just decided to wear a sports bra. That would be perceived as like, oh my god, this girl is so ugly, because I can see the rolls on her body. So, honestly, just like, fuck it lah. Like, legit, just fuck it. Because like, there was this one video I saw online, like, people, like, if dancing on TikTok makes you happy, and if people find it disgusting, that like, oh my god, she's dancing, ugh, oh my god, like, people find it like weird that you're dancing, but it makes you happy, what does my happiness have to do you being disgusted with me? Like, they have the option to like scroll, but they don't.
Do you have like advice on like the whole balancing your social media stuff also?
Honestly, it didn't come easy to me. Like, balancing social media with personal life, right? It's hard, because like, if you're a content creator, right, you're expected to post daily. And daily, what I mean is like IG story. Like, I'm pretty sure I've heard like people say that, oh my god, she today never post on her IG story. Like, what happened with her?
Yeah.
Nothing. Like, there would be this some expectation of like, oh, like, this person never posts on IG story. Oh my god, this person is so boring because she never posted in a while. Yeah. So, like, for me, how I handle it, right, is like, I post what I want. If I go back to my archives for my IG story, right? Which are the posts that genuinely I want to make a memory out of it? Is it like, if it's just like this one thing that I post for the sake of me posting, like 1 year down the road, I look back at it, I think about it, and like, was it important at that point in time? Was it a memory that I want to capture? Because from social media, right, it started out as posting photos of things you want to capture and look back at it like years later, right? But if I'm going to look back a year from now and I'm going to see this post that I posted, and I'm going to be a, I'm going to question myself, hey, why I post that? Like, then it will mean that I just posted it for the sake of posting it. So, like, to have whoever that's struggling with this, right, just ask yourself in a year or like in a few months, will this thing that I'm prioritizing and this thing that I'm taking out of my day to post or to work on, right, will I look back at it and be proud of it? Will I look back at it and be like, oh my god, this is what, where I was a year ago? Once you look at it like that, right, then you will only care about posting it for yourself. So that's like how I shifted my mindset. Because last time, right, I would just post anything and everything. But now, yeah, it's honestly, now my IG story is 80% of posting about my cats, because they are the only thing that I care about. Yeah. So that's my advice.
Yeah, I guess because like at the end of the day, like even though creators, like their job is to create, they're still humans. Just like how normal people work 9 to 5 and they need jobs, they can't be on social media like 24/7.
Very true. I agree.
Yeah. And yeah, the whole balance thing, for example, if you don't take balance, then you can't even like continue to create content of the utmost quality, because you're gonna have social media fatigue and stuff like that, because you're getting burnout and stuff. So that regulating thing is like super important, like she just mentioned. But thank you, Jaslyn, for coming on and sharing the I want to use influencer lah, just because it's easier. Influencer's perspective on how social media can affect you. It's not just all glitz and glamour. It's not just all like, yay, I go viral on TikTok and my life is amazing.
Yeah.
It's not true. So, to sum it all up, I hope that you guys learned something from this episode. Remember to, like, just because social media is there doesn't mean that it's all like good things. There'll be like negative consequences, and please be kind to others on social media. Don't use it as a place to like harm others just because you're hiding behind a screen. Be respectful, be empathetic, and yeah, that's all. Go check out Double Looks on TikTok, Instagram, everything. I'll link all her stuff below. And yeah, I'll see you guys on the next episode. Have a good week. Bye.
Bye-bye.